I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Carrie wincing because he's playing Christmas music before December.
But it's for a cause.
Yes, it is.
It's for a reason.
Right.
So I'll let it slide.
Well, because we're here to talk about what's happening in the month of December at the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium as Sean Latch joins us here in studio. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon. I tend to agree with you about the Christmas music before December 1st, but it is only a day already, so.
Right, right. Not like we're making, it's not like we're playing it in July.
It or, is, at least it's after Thanksgiving.
Right.
I have a strict rule about that at the house, that there's no Christmas stuff up until after Thanksgiving.
I am with you on that. I think that's the only proper way to do it here. Well, let's talk about what's happening as we get ready to roll into the month of December. And tell us about, is it Aurora? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, Aurora, Tales of the Northern Lights. So this is a program that we're showing, which takes a look at the Northern Lights and the causes of them. It's one that we brought in from Iceland, so it has a variety of sort of legends about, of course, Aurora, but including some really special ones from Iceland, and we think folks will really enjoy it a lot.
Excellent. And bringing back a favorite for your Sunday shows, the family shows, The Christmas Star.
Actually, this is a new one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So it's a different version. We usually have Mystery of the Christmas Star. This one is just The Christmas Star. Similar, but a different producer. Again, this takes a look at, you know, scientific explanations for what the Christmas Star may have been. And if folks have been outside in recent days, you might notice some really bright star-like objects in your south and sort of southwest. Right now, we have three wonderful planets in a row, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. Venus and Jupiter are the third and fourth brightest things, respectively, in our sky. Last year, you might remember, there was this really special conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn, and there was discussions of how that might have been, you know, what some folks saw long ago as a Christmas star, because we do think it may have been related to a conjunction, but there's other possible explanations as well. So we kind of explore some of those in this program and look at sort of the scientific explanations for what it may have been, if you will.
Very cool. And then for the reason we played a little Burr Lives here is the music show for the month is Let It Snow.
Yeah, we do have our program Let It Snow, of course, which is our sort of music show for this month. And a whole variety of different holidays, favorites from, you know, of course, Burl Ives and several others, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, numerous other programs, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, all those sort of ones, special ones for this time of year, if you will.
Excellent. Excellent. We're talking with Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium, the science lecture series this month, taking a look at how Maine is taking action on climate change.
Yeah, we have a Dr. Cassandra Rose from the Governor's Policy Office. She's going to be in sharing a little bit about what Maine has been doing on climate change and how we're trying to promote resiliency in the state. Of course, we know it's affecting a number of our industries, such as agriculture and the seafood industry in a number of ways. So we think this is sort of really an important topic. In fact, this whole year, the bulk of our science lectures have been around climate and climate change, because we do think it's something that is, you know, affecting us not just on a global scale, but also on a local scale in many ways. So we're really excited to have her come in and share some of those perspectives.
Now, do you get a lot of school visits in the month of December usually?
We have some. You know, right now we'll probably have a few over the next couple weeks, and then usually the week or so before Christmas they taper off, and they're usually a little bit slow in January, but we do have some. And we have some special programs right now going on in late December and early January with the Bangor Public Library. They have a special exhibition coming in on the Holocaust, and we're going to be on the Jewish Holocaust, and we're having a special program that looks at stargazing in cultures around the world and how cultures are connected. And we're doing some joint programming together for that.
Well, that's wonderful. And also, it is the holiday season, and you could give the gift of space to someone. Gift cards are available.
Yeah, we do have gift cards now available on our website. We used to have the sort of a manual form, but now you can actually go to the website, and we have some there. You actually sign up for some of those. You can get a little bit of a discount on some programs, on the twofers and fourfers, if you will, in terms of some program packages. And then you can also choose a custom amount, and they can be either be used for the shows or for merchandise at our gift shop, things like that. So trying to give an option for someone who you might know likes space or astronomy or science in general, or even music. Of course, lots of different options there.
Definitely. Up in the skies, we talked about it when we were talking about it during the break. My son was out with his telescope last week checking out some of the planets and a great view in the early evening of Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter is almost directly south as soon as it gets dark. And then, of course, you have Venus over in the west. This week, Venus reaches its highest above the horizon, so it will be visible for a little bit longer in the evening. And then Saturn, not too far away from Jupiter. So right now is a good time to check out planets, of course, in your evening sky. And later this month, there's actually going to be only a few days from now, there's going to be a total solar eclipse, but that one will be visible from Antarctica. So anyone who wants to, you know, get Maine weather before can head that way for a total solar eclipse. We won't see any of it here, but I'm sure there'll be some great video feeds of it and things like that.
All right, I've got a bad taste in my mouth when you say the word eclipse, because I got up early, like I'm sure a lot of people did, to see the lunar eclipse, and all I saw was rain. And then literally 35, 40 minutes later after the eclipse ended, that the skies parted and it was a beautiful, clear, full moon.
Now, you should know this about astronomy. Whenever there's something good in the sky, it's going to be cloudy.
Right.
Yeah, I know it is one of those things. The only consolation I can say is that was a partial eclipse. It was 97%. We do actually have another total lunar eclipse, which will be visible here in Maine, May 15th and 16th. Oh. The other nice thing about that one is you won't have to stay up till O dark 30 or get up at O dark 30 in the morning, because that one's going to start a little after 10 o'clock. Totality will be shortly after midnight, and then it'll finish, you know, later that morning or in the early morning hours of the 16th. So, and that will be a total one, so not just a partial like this last one. So keep your fingers crossed that we'll have better weather in May.
Yes.
Than we did this last go around. And then we're all keeping our fingers crossed for the really big one, which is when we get total solar eclipse in April, April 8th of 2024 here in Maine, and really hoping we will have clear skies for that, because last time we had totality here in the state was in 1961.
Wow.
So it's been a long time. Total solar eclipses are very rare. You have to be in a very specific spot to see them, and I will be, you know, as we get closer, we'll be telling people some places to go, but you're going to need to get outside of Bangor or Orono, because we're only at 99%, and there's a big difference between 99 and 100% during a solar eclipse.
Very exciting. Also, there is a meteor shower this month. Mid-month is the peak. Will we be able to see much of that?
We should be able to see some, though it is close to when we have a full moon. So, you know, meteors right now, you know, probably not. You'll get some, but it's not going to be as good as it would be if we were closer to a new moon, which is coming up here, you know, at the end of this week, really. But there's, you know, since you mentioned meteor showers, I bring up there's a cool new mission that NASA launched just a couple days before Thanksgiving called DART, which stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test.
Right.
But this is a planetary defense mission where they send a spacecraft out to an asteroid, and it's going to give it a push. So, you know, we don't want to, of course, blow these things up. And this one is not, you know, a danger to Earth, but it's basically a test for being able to redirect an asteroid.
Bruce Willis is no part of this.
He has no part of it, no, because, again, we're afraid he'd try to blow it up. But anyway, one of those things. But this mission was launched just before Thanksgiving, and it should be making its encounter the end of September next year, going out to an asteroid that, again, is no threat, but is going to give it a push to test this technology, actually testing some new ion engine technology that NASA's been working on. So quite exciting mission.
Wow. That's great. We'll look forward to hearing more about that. Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium. Always great to see you, Sean. We'll catch you before the new year, I hope.
Sounds good.